folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. This article is titled Hormonal Balance. The adrenal glands, located above the kidneys, produce essential hormones such as cortisol and aldosterone that help regulate stress response, blood sugar, inflammation, energy production, and blood pressure through salt and water balance. When these glands do not function properly, adrenal insufficiency occurs, leading to fatigue, weakness, low blood pressure, and sometimes darkening of the skin. Primary adrenal insufficiency stems from damage to the adrenal glands themselves, while secondary adrenal insufficiency results from the pituitary gland failing to signal the adrenals to produce enough cortisol. These glands are part of the endocrine system, a network of glands that release hormones, the body's chemical messengers, directly into the bloodstream. This system, coordinated by the pituitary gland at the brain's base, regulates growth, metabolism, stress response, reproduction, and homeostasis. By ensuring hormones are released at the right time and in the right amounts, the endocrine system maintains balance across vital processes. When disruptions occur, such as hormone deficiencies or excess, it can cause significant health problems, underscoring the importance of its precise regulation. We often associate hormonal changes with aging, since as the body grows older, hormone production and regulation typically decline. Endocrine glands become less efficient, and energy reserves are depleted more quickly. These shifts, if not balanced with healthy lifestyle habits, tend to become more noticeable over time, making hormonal support an important strategy for maintaining vitality. However, hormonal balance plays a crucial role throughout life, not just later on. Hormones act as chemical messengers, directing nearly every process in the body, from growth and development to reproduction, mood, sleep, and metabolism. While age-related changes are well known, hormonal imbalances can arise much earlier. Regardless of age, they can even look like a completely different condition because of the symptoms. For example, we might respond to pain and treat it as it feels or how we think the condition is. And this is why what may be thought of as arthritis can be, in fact, a lack of cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone with anti-inflammatory properties, and a lack of it can lead to chronic inflammation, which can affect joints and cause pain, swelling, and stiffness, similar to arthritis. In fact, several studies have identified an association between cortisol levels and the presence of chronic pain in conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, low back pain, or whiplash. A longitudinal cohort study followed over 800 participants from late adolescence into early adulthood to examine whether stress-related cortisol responses predicted later musculoskeletal pain. At age 18, cortisol output during a standardized stress test was measured, and at age 22, participants were assessed for musculoskeletal pain and experimental pain sensitivity. Researchers identified three cortisol response patterns: lower hyperresponsive, intermediate, and higher hyperresponsive. The main finding was that young women with a hyperresponsive cortisol response were significantly more likely to report musculoskeletal pain 4 years later, particularly if they also exhibited heightened pain sensitivity, low pressure pain threshold, or high cold pain sensitivity. In contrast, no such association was found in men. These results suggest that impaired stress system regulation combined with increased pain sensitivity may contribute to the development of musculoskeletal pain in young women, highlighting the importance of neuroendocrine function and pain vulnerability. It is not just low levels of cortisol that can result in pain, because chronic stress triggers the release of cortisol. Elevated cortisol levels can lead to increased inflammation, exacerbating conditions such as osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, and accelerating joint deterioration and pain. Stress often causes muscles to tighten as part of the fight or flight response. This continuous muscle tension can result in stiffness, reduced flexibility, and added pressure on your joints, potentially leading to joint misalignment and increasing the risk of injury or degenerative conditions. Lifestyle choices, combined with stress, can make the situation even worse. Sedentary lifestyle, unhealthy diet, or smoking puts even more pressure on the body, particularly the joints. This is why stress management techniques become so important, along with anti-inflammatory diet and active lifestyle. Vitamin C can also help when dealing with cortisol because it plays a role in stress hormone regulation. Research shows that vitamin C supplementation can help lower elevated cortisol levels after physical or psychological stress. For example, some clinical studies report that people who took vitamin C had lower spikes in cortisol when exposed to stressful situations compared to those who did not. Menopause and cortisol. During menopause, cortisol levels are often elevated, which can worsen menopausal symptoms. If cortisol levels are too high, they can disrupt sleep, increase stress levels, and throw thyroid hormones out of balance, which in turn affects metabolism. The other symptoms are fatigue and low energy, weight gain, especially around the midsection, brain fog, anxiety, depression, and low mood, insomnia, cravings for unhealthy foods, digestive issues like bloating, low sex drive, increased aches and pains. On the other hand, symptoms of low cortisol levels include the following: extreme fatigue, difficulty waking up in the morning, decreased focus and motivation, muscle weakness, low blood pressure, increased sensitivity to stress. Menopause transition itself contributes to heightened systemic inflammation. A study of women's health across the nation, or SWAN, on systemic inflammation and the menopause transition found that women follow distinct inflammatory trajectories across midlife, with groups showing low rise, medium, or high patterns for both C-reactive protein, CRP, and interleukin 6, IL-6. For many women, especially those in the low or medium rise groups, inflammation increased beginning about a year before the final menstrual period and continued for up to 3 years after. There was a difference in patterns based on ethnicity and weight. Chinese and Japanese women showed lower rise trajectories, while Black women and women who entered the transition overweight or obese tended toward higher or more stable inflammation. Overall, the findings highlight that menopause is a critical period of increased inflammatory risk, though the response differs significantly across women. Sex hormones and blood pressure. While cortisol influences inflammation, sex hormones play a role in blood pressure regulation. According to a review of 14 studies presented at the American Heart Association's Hypertension Scientific Sessions 2025, the balance between estrogen and androgens plays a role in blood pressure regulation apart from the absolute hormone levels alone. The study examined how hormonal status or treatment influences blood pressure, especially in populations undergoing major hormonal shifts like menopause or androgen suppression. According to their findings, women prior to menopause had generally lower blood pressure than men, but in postmenopausal women, as estrogen decreased, blood pressure levels increased. Polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, had the same effect. The review showed that when evaluating and treating hypertension, the considering sex and hormonal status is important. Hormonal balance protocols for healthy hormonal levels, the right lifestyle choices are key. Proper sleep, adequate diet, exercise, and relaxation are essential for maintaining health. On top of that, here is our recommendation for hormonal balance. Hormonal balance protocol for men, HGH plus homeopathic. 9 drops 3 times per day. Best taken last thing at night before bed and first thing in the morning and midday. Taken on its own at least 30 minutes before or after food or beverages. Thyridine, thyroid gland, 1 capsule in the morning with breakfast, take with adrenal gland. Adrenal gland, 2 capsules taken with breakfast and 1 capsule taken with lunch. A natural way to administer cortisol is through the adrenal glands. Fiery male, 2 capsules taken twice per day with breakfast or dinner. Hormonal balance protocol for women, HGH plus homeopathic. 9 drops 3 times per day. Best taken last thing at night before bed and first thing in the morning and midday. Taken on its own at least 30 minutes before or after food or beverages. Thyridine, thyroid gland. 1 capsule in the morning with breakfast and 1 capsule midday with lunch, take with adrenal gland. Adrenal gland. two capsules taken with breakfast and one capsule taken with lunch. A natural way to administer cortisol is through the adrenal glands, pure, non-GMO vitamin C. Four capsules twice daily for the first 30 days and maintain four capsules per day. Progest liposome cream, 1/4 teaspoon, apply twice daily in soft tissue areas. Rotate areas between under the breasts and groin area. Balanced, 2 capsules taken with breakfast and 2 capsules with dinner for the first 30 days. Afterwards, take 2 capsules with breakfast. Thyroid support, 10 drops under the tongue 3 times daily. Taken on its own at least 30 minutes before or after food or beverages. For a complete list of citations and references, please see the published article at lifechoice.net.